Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 9th of January today, and I'm already home now I'm recording this. That's because it was simply too blustery out there to record a boo on the way back from school this morning. It didn't take very long for the first house project of the year to come up, did it? I ordered a new oven last year, in November actually, and it finally arrived. Sort of around Christmas time, just after Christmas actually. The only thing is because we were paying for the installation, just to make sure it's done properly, which turned out was a good thing. Because they pulled out the old oven, and had a very horrified look on their faces to see that our current oven is just plugged into a normal 13 amp socket. So using both bits of the double oven should really melt something away or could cause a fire or whatever. So I'm pretty sure that those of you who have some experience with electrical matters, I call them possibly, you'll probably have the same horrified look on your faces right now. So I've had to get an electrician in to have a new cable done. And again, he's been here twice now to have a look because it looks like quite a big job to get a new cable from where the fuse board is to that bit in the kitchen, and every time he's still coming in and basically shaking his head, and he can't quite believe how that works, and how that could have happened. But I think it's simply the fact that because this house was built in the 60s, that bit was just never upgraded. It probably had a single oven, it was fine. And then it was never upgraded to deal with a double oven, and I think what's probably needed, what they should do is just make sure when people buy big appliances like that, you know, especially this is an inbuilt one, that the installation is included and someone qualified has to come along and make sure it's all attached to the right bits and it's all done properly. Instead, as we all know, installation is optional and is actually so expensive that it's quite prohibitive in a lot of cases. And so I think people just tend to buy things like ovens and just go and plug them in themselves because But if you don't know, or like I think the people before us did, because they swapped the oven in the middle of the house sale. So if they don't know or don't realise or just want to do it on the cheap, then this sort of thing happens. And we've been very lucky in the last few years that we've lived here that nothing's happened. But obviously this is something that needs to be sorted out. Didn't really need that. I was just looking forward to having an oven that works properly. So, wish me luck that the electrician can do it soon and it's not going to be too much upheaval and extra cost, and that I can actually get my oven, because I keep getting phone calls from the warehouse. They clearly want to get rid of it. understandably. Now they finally have it in stock. I was quite shocked, but it's obviously quite easy to get around this sort of thing. So much for today, and anyway, I wish you all a good weekend. I hope first week back to work was a good one for everyone, and speak to you soon. Bye for now.